Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We didn't have any. We don't have any political dissent in the immediate family. It shows up at my house, so I know people had to put up with that crap. If you did in your family, you know.
We didn't have any.
I'll bring it up
at our Thanksgiving either.
Because you didn't see your dad.
Dad had. He didn't test. His woman tested positive.
Yeah.
He had symptoms, so he didn't feel good about showing up. And I said, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about the possibility of getting sick.
No, you only get sick.
And bringing COVID back to y'all.
No.
I got close with Grandma at Thanksgiving.
Oh, what'd she say?
I was sitting right next to her, and she goes, well, Biden will make sure everybody has something to eat. And I said, good.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want people to be hungry.
Yeah.
And then my mother-in-law goes, don't talk about politics from the other end of the table. And then Grandma.
So she thinks it's socialism. Everybody gets a turkey dinner.
I guess. And then Grandma goes, well, they should have to work for it. And I go,
oh, my God.
I agree. And then she goes, you know which ones I'm talking about. Then I just left it there.
Which ones?
Might have been people with a different colored skin tone, maybe.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Nick, how do you. I know you have to deal with it the way you did. That's perfect. But. Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't bring it up.
No, I know you didn't. No, yeah. You never bring it up. Who'd bring that up? First of all, she brought up it from a weird angle, too, that no, everybody doesn't deserve Thanksgiving dinner.
One side has to bring that up.
One
side has to wedge it in.
Wedge it in,
even
man.
Though it really doesn't fit in the conversation, it's got to be jammed in there somehow, because I got to show them I'm part of the tribe. I got to mention that every 15 minutes.
Right.
In order to maintain my membership.
God. Yeah, she normally doesn't.
You should just turn to her and said, how do you feel about Trump having dinner with Nazis? I mean, just because he did, and he knew that the guy was a Nazi, so how do you feel?
Yeah,
and
I should have said anything.
Yeah, but
couple cocktails in.
Yeah. Cocktails. Yeah. Cocktails. Yeah. Right. Biden will make sure everybody has it. Good. That's a good thing.
That was just Mr. Kirkland talking at that point. That wasn't Nick.
No, you would have went worse. Good. I love that. Are you sitting right next to her?
Yeah. Then we had a pleasant meal. But
yeah. But she brought it up, right? Okay.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, that's like Todd said, that's how it happens.
That was your grandma?
No.
Oh, yeah. In-laws.
Yeah.
No.
Ah.
Yeah. She'd get along with your grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be a Keymaster gatekeeper situation. Right. We shouldn't get that would be incredibly bad.
Those worlds can't collide.
No. That's probably a bad idea.
The N-bomb might fly outwardly.
I think they've met, but... Well, at one point, too, like, I think they were both single.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that even legal?
Yes, they're not related.
Right.
Don't let them combine their powers of hatred.
They're not related. They're allowed
to bang. I bet that's happened.
They're allowed to bang, man. Yeah. Is that even legal? Of course it's happened. Of course it's happened. It was funny. My dad, this wasn't a family situation, but my dad took my buddy of mine's mom out to dinner a couple of times after her husband died.
All right.
He's one of my best friends in high school. Still a good friend of mine. And his mom died. And he loves my dad. His dad died. So my dad and her met at a bar. We were all hanging out. This is probably about 15 years ago. And they went out on a few dates. And I was just, my buddy's name's Scott. I go, hey, Scott, you know. I said, hey.
You know what your mom's doing to my dad right now?
And they were like two, just out. They weren't that old at the time, maybe in their, probably about 70. And I said, hey, you know, they're probably kissing right now. Shut up. And he liked dad, so he was fine with it, but it didn't last.
I didn't say what she's kissing.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, I love that. Even Biden wants to feed people that don't work for it. What the hell? Yeah, we should all. Yeah.
So Grandma should be the one to decide who deserves food and who doesn't, Or at least a group of her and her friends.
You heard another room. Don't talk politics.
No, from the end of the table. We just sat down to eat.
Okay, yeah. All right. No, we didn't have that. And Todd didn't because his dad wasn't there. Your dad would have wedged it in, of course.
Sure he would have.
Yeah. I'm always surprised by the religious people that don't want people to eat, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. Yeah. The right wing nuts.
I just don't get it. Wait, what are you going to feed everybody? Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Richest country in the world should feed everybody, right? Yeah.
We didn't say any grace.
Well, first of all, it's not a religious holiday.
We just ate a lot.
I kept seeing that everywhere. You can do it at your own table, but I saw a lot of memes saying, praise Jesus on Thanksgiving. I'm thinking, Thanksgiving was just basically, like Medicine Hat would say, Medicine Hat, somebody quoted Medicine Hat in saying that they had one good Thanksgiving. The Indians did. He was an American Indian friend of ours.
Yeah, I think there's churches that do services on Thanksgiving.
It's not a religious holiday.
This isn't a religious holiday, is it?
They're trying to co-opt it. It's not a religious holiday.
Why do you have to go to church on Thanksgiving morning?
You got the baby Jesus coming up. How about it, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up.
Less than 30 days.
That's right.
Away from the birth of the baby Jesus.
Say it the way you say it.
It's just a big baby Jesus. It's a birthday of the baby Jesus.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I was a total glutton.
It makes him so happy to do that.
Cliche Thanksgiving Day.
Why not,
I didn't do anything. My son loves to cook.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, everything. And then I just consumed everything.
Was this you three?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Did you smoke before the meal?
I was going to say. Well, I heard the appetizer or the pregame. We talked about you had to go find some stash because your stash, you smoked it all in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first
order of business is we go to the dispensary.
What'd you get, man?
Weed?
I know that.
10 edibles and an 1/8 ounce of weed.
Cool.
Nice.
How high were you before the Thanksgiving dinner? Because that's good. I can imagine the munchies for Thanksgiving dinner. We're always hungry anyway.
Oh, I was pretty much. Smoking steady.
Okay.
Was this
maintaining?
Right. Smoking steady.
Can't smoke in the house, so we're sitting in the backyard.
And you're in 70-degree Phoenix weather.
That sounds great.
Yeah, everything about this trip sucks, Todd. Nick's over here having arguments with his grandmother-in-law, and you're out smoking in 70-degree temperature out by a pool, right?
Yeah, he's good.
I really just agreed.
Backyard. Yeah, I know
I think
it
was pretty... I think we skated through that.
Yeah, I think
good.
You did. I think
it makes you feel
you could have
better.
Been worse. Yeah.
It was a little windy on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
And that's rare for Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and then they mention it. Oh, it's going to be a little breezy.
Yeah, because it's never breezy down there, which is another reason I like that area. There's no wind.
No.
Yeah, and considering you
so
left
you might
a
need
place,
a shield for your lighter, Todd.
You left a place where it's been 40 mile an hour winds for the last 3 weeks. So shut up.
How about three decades or three?
I mean, it's been excessively
years.
Windy here the last
300
few weeks.
Years. 300
oh,
years.
Oh no, that's one thing I love about the desert
300 years.
And the West in general. Right. You get a little respite from the wind.
You do. You totally do.
And here, you don't.
For the last 300 years. You smoke weed. You glutton. What time did you eat?
Oh, late afternoon.
Okay, perfect.
Something like that.
You have pie?
There was pie, I neglected to remember that for some reason, nutmeg gives me horrible heartburn.
Okay.
And I woke up in the middle of the night with horrible
nutmeg?
Heartburn.
Man.
Yeah, freaking nutmeg.
It's got to be the nutmeg.
Ah, nutmeg. It wasn't all the edibles and the vodka. Nope. It was nutmeg. Nope.
Now we know what his kryptonite is.
Sprinkled nutmeg into the mix.
That had to be it. Because I ate a lot of stuff.
Vodka?
Throughout the day.
Booze?
Oh, no. Well, that was throughout the weekend.
Okay.
And no effect. The only
just
time
nutmeg. Okay.
I felt the heartburn was after a couple pieces of pumpkin pie.
That evil nutmeg.
Yeah. Huh. That's in pumpkin pie?
You had two Thanksgivings again, like you did.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom's?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Different days.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not the same day. We don't do that anymore.
And no, that'd be too tough. Well, they put you have to drive an hour, right? If you did two in one day, right?
Oh, yeah.
You should do that?
There were times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any political discussion?
No.
Okay.
No.
Everybody's pretty cool about
that. What about your OnlyFans? Did that come up?
No. No.
You guys see my feet?
No, nobody at any of those gatherings would be.
Bring it up, cool.
No, nobody would even think that way.
Oh, got it. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, you have nobody. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Not one Trumper in either family.
No, not really.
Cool, man.
No.
Well, you're lucky, man.
Yeah, I didn't have. I didn't really have to worry about that at all.
We didn't either, for that matter.
I didn't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah. It's just somebody just starts saying something out loud. You go, oh, no, don't go there. And it's always from the side view. You hear something on the side like,
well, one of them there was.
I just kind of perk up. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Well, she said it right next to you.
Yeah.
I guess one of them there
was. It was an old lady. I'm not picking on your grandmother so much. These old people just got to go.
There was somebody coming later to one of the gathering.
But first, they got to opine.
I know. You're going to lose eventually. Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
There was somebody coming later to one of the gatherings, but we left before that person got there.
All right.
Like,
time
to go.
For that reason?
That dog's got to be let out.
For that reason?
Eh.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't not because of that.
That means, well, that's a double negative, but I think I know what you're saying. It was because of that, right?
Well, the dog did need to go out. And the dog was an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I got it. All right.
Kind of got to anticipate.
All right.
Got to get moving.
Yep.
Did those kids get to eat in that Villisca house where they were killed? Because then Nick's grandmother wouldn't want that.
I mean, probably before their heads got bashed in, they had
that
a meal.
That was in July, though, wasn't it?
That's like June.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
June. All right.
Yeah. The axe murder did not come up.
Are there people that spent Thanksgiving in that house?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it, but I don't know that for sure.
Really, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you want cutlery laying around there, you know?
No.
Bringing your own food?
You're, trimming the turkey with an axe?
That's how everybody does it in Villisca. They carve the turkey with an axe.
Yeah.
This is why they love you, right?
Yeah, it probably is.
Flying all over the kitchen. And
I'm helping.
And a bloody turkey, too.
Yeah. Leave a few axe marks in the ceiling above you.
Blood
as
over
you're,
there.
As you're bludgeoning the turkey with the axe.
In honor of the kids that were hatcheted to death.
Only
years
six
ago.
Out of the eight.
Yeah. Worst sleepover ever. Or a couple of those, right?
Oh, yeah, four.
Definitely. Oh, Jesus.
Four.
Christ.
Two lived there. Four were sleeping over.
No survivors?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
tough to survive an axe to the brain.
Yeah.
That's why they don't have a case.
Yeah.
Someone survived. They might have caught that guy.
Maybe. But now it's 110 years old. I don't think they're going to find the guy.
Yeah. He still could be out there. You guys still locking your doors in Villisca?
Right. Is that a threat to the community?
Yeah.
Lock your doors. You know what's going to happen. He could still be out there at 125, roaming the town.
Well, we know his spirit is.
Yeah, oh, that's for damn sure. That's for damn sure.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.